Celebrating the news today about Ray Sansom stepping down as House Speaker is the liberal activist group Progress Florida. Last month, they launched the website sacksansom.com after their online poll found 96% of the respondents wanted Sansom to go after reports surfaced about his activities in acquiring his job at his alma mater, now called Northwest Florida State College. Mark Farillo is the executive director with Progress Florida.
Well, you know, I think Floridians are tired of hypocrisy and abuse of power in our political system, and today's resignation by the Speaker of the House is great news for Floridians and everyone who cares about good government.
Some Republicans are trying to make an emphasis the fact that Ray Sansom's trying to get his legal troubles resolved and that he could come back and become Speaker. Do you think that's really possible?
Well, from what I understand of the allegations and from the sort of facts that I've seen reported by the media primarily, I can't see how he's going to escape the fact that he has, if not violated the letter of the law, certainly the spirit of Florida's laws. And he's certainly demonstrated a total lack of judgment, to say the least. I think his colleagues, although today being gracious and wanting to allow him to sort of exit, you know, in the most, friendly of fashions or collegial of fashions, I can't imagine they're going to want to put this guy back on the podium.
There's such a loud silence for the longest time from both Republicans and Democrats about Ray Sansom. But now that he has stepped down, do you think this is actually good for the Republicans as well? I mean, Democrats, again, kind of shockingly quiet about the whole affair. But with all these budget cuts that are going on in Tallahassee, is it fair to say that this was a major distraction for them?
I just can't imagine them, the Republicans, who are going to really lead what happens this session and decide what happens with their budget crisis. I can't imagine they wanted someone in charge of that effort who was so flippant with taxpayer dollars and so willing to line his own personal pockets with said dollars. So I'm sure there's a lot of Republicans breathing a great sigh of relief today.